I am glad to see that you have returned for more. It's nice to see the surrender, not just in your eyes and smile and body, but in your aura. I can feel you coming closer. Before I can see you or hear you, I sense you. Adrift on waves, washing away all thought and bringing you bound to my shores where you will wash up, where I will find you, collect you, and bring you back, back with me, back to my room, my palace. Decorated with such lovely charms that just keep washing up on my shores, the soft sandy shores which I walk. I walk in solitude, looking undistracted for some simple pleasures, the pleasure of finding, the pleasure of discovery for you. The pleasure is in being found, in being claimed, and being taken, being wanted, wanted so intensely, desired so deeply that you will remain adrift on waves that will wash you and bring you to me again and again, every night. Just like the tides, guided by the moon, which has them swelling, pulsating, coming in and then back, only to come back in again. They cannot stay away. They caress and kiss the sands, morning and night. Morning and evening, in the light and in the blackest darkness, invisibly guided to do so, unable to stop from doing so. You are my wonderful little finding.
Fantasizing your way into a much more open, slowed down, controlled brain state. You focus on tuning everything out, everything that's outside. You will be aware of it, but it won't matter. You might hear some noises, but you won't care. No, you don't need to while you're listening to me. In fact, this is one of the reasons you love to listen to me. It's because you don't have to do anything else while you listen. If you do something, it happens effortlessly. It's very much like giving yourself over to me, surrendering to your very skilled, dominant hypnotist, and letting her put you at ease so that she can get inside of your head and do some cleaning and some organizing. Yeah, a little bit of maintenance and recalibration. An instrument as fine as your brain surely needs some fine tuning now and then. And I am just the woman to handle such a task. So you to stay warm, relaxed,
unable
melting,
to stop
open.
From doing so.
And if you get a little bit confused or disoriented, just know that it's all part of it. It's just because of the shift from one frame of mind to another frame of mind. In fact, if you'd be more comfortable in this nice cozy cage I have opened up for you here, we could just put you inside of my cage and lock you up safe for a little while. And you can just be in there knowing that you're mine, and that you can rely on me providing whatever it is you may need, that I'm in control of and responsible for you right now, and that if I really wanted to, now that I'm in your head and you're out of it like this, and you are so screwed, because if I wanted to do something really wicked, like, oh, make you wet your pants right now, make you pee yourself right now, I could. Oh, in fact, you might have just let a little bit dribble out while I was making that suggestion. Wouldn't that be hot?
They caress and kiss.
Touching down and feeling between your legs.
Morning and night.
A wet spot that wasn't there before, but it is now. Wet because I made you wet. I made you wet yourself a little. Or did I? Maybe just talking about it and the sensations were experienced or taking place in another part of your brain. Meanwhile, everything is still quite dry. You won't know for certain until I release you from my hold. But I'm not doing that yet. In fact, I'm just swirling my words around you, around your head, blindfolding you, muffling outside voices, and letting you know that I actually want to turn you into my piss slave right now. And that I want to press on your bladder and make you take in a breath and fight it, and then realize you have no control in that. Whatever is happening to you is happening to you. You're not doing it anymore. And if I want to turn you into my piss slave and make you release and wet yourself a little bit every time you hear me say, piss slave, then that's exactly what's going to happen, and there's no stopping it. In fact, the more I break you like this and humiliate you and tease you, the more I love you, the more I'll clean you up and polish you to a high shine. Press myself up against you, whisper in your ear, very, very good. I'm so pleased with you. And you'll know that there can be love and adoration and elevation in humiliation, that to be humiliated and then accepted and loved back without any abuse is actually a very true and pure form of love. And besides, if I love you like this, pee yourself after wetting your own pants or peeing the bed, then I'd love you no matter what. It's kind of a slippery slope because I can use this to make a point or I can push it much, much further. And you wouldn't even dream of stopping me. You could be easily told and then accept without question having to suddenly start wearing a diaper every day, under your clothing, even to bed. And you might not know if you're even wetting the diaper or if you've suddenly not been allowed to use the toilet to go pee. But whatever happens, it will be up to me. And you await instruction. It's unlike any relaxation you've felt before. Just lazily dreaming of lying there, wetting yourself, and it feeling so good that it's like a whole new way of coming has been shown to you. You would never want to miss out on a treat, on a pleasure like that, even if it meant doing a little extra laundry. Whether it's a few golden drops or the entire content of that bladder of mine, oh, you will never have felt so broken, so hopelessly brainwashed. I've bypassed your body completely. Completely gone straight for your cortex, where all the best switches and buttons are. And I can make anything happen to you. You walked right into my trap, sat right down, and didn't see it. Until it was too late. Now that you know that I wanted this, that I wanted you like this, and that it's better this way, I'll let you decide if you want to stay here for much longer, or even drift off. From here, which you very well may want to do, but if you want to come up now, for whatever reason, that's okay too. I will give you a little finger snap at the end of this recording And if you've decided to sleep, it will send you deeper. Make you pass right out. But if you wanted to come up, it will bring you back without jarring you in a nice, peaceful, open sort of way.